Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Concern about the amount of antibiotics injected into livestock has recently accelerated as the incidence of antibiotic-resistant infections in humans has risen. Close to 80% of the antibiotics manufactured are sold to farmers who use them as growth promoters and to prevent infections in confinement facilities in which disease runs rampant. The FDA has been investigating this situation for decades and has yet to take any definitive action, which is not surprising since the agency has time for just about everything but meaningful regulation these days. So, the Natural Resources Defense Council, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, the Food Animal Concerns Trust, Public Citizen, and the Union of Concerned Scientists gathered together to file a suit against the USDA to restrict the use of antibiotics on farms. While litigation is sometimes unpleasant, the reality is it's also sometimes the only way to get things done. Last week, a judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs, stating that the groups had won their case without the need for a trial. The FDA was ordered to inform drug makers that penicillin and tetracycline will be prohibited for use as growth promoters unless the manufacturers of the drugs can prove that such uses are safe. They can request a hearing to present this type of evidence if they choose. The FDA can appeal the ruling, and a spokesperson told the New York Times that the agency hadn't decided whether or not to do so. The Times reported that the FDA planned to issue rules asking drug makers to voluntarily end the use of antibiotics in animals without veterinary oversight. Now, based on the track record of the factory farming industry and the drug industry, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for this voluntary compliance action. The Times predicts that the ruling really won't have much effect because farmers and their trade groups insist that the drugs are only used to prevent disease and the ruling doesn't address disease prevention. Of course, the reason antibiotics have to be placed in the feed and water of all the animals on factory farms is the living conditions are so horrible, they make the animals more vulnerable to developing disease. The sheer number of animals that they pack into these facilities means that one sick animal can be the start of an epidemic that affects tens of thousands of animals. Now, for decades, health professionals have warned about potential problems with indiscriminate use of antibiotics and have petitioned the FDA, Congress, and other government agencies to do something about it. But farmers have lots of money, they have great lobbyists, and they've managed to get both House and Senate committees to pass resolutions against restricting the use of antibiotics in agriculture. In the intervening years, the scientific evidence of the risks to human health from the widespread use of antibiotics in livestock has grown, and there is no evidence the FDA has changed its position that such uses are not shown to be safe, the judge wrote in his order. So hopefully this will have a positive effect. I'm sure everybody from the FDA to the farming lobby will be working hard to make sure that nothing changes. God knows we'd hate to see anything adversely affect industry in this country, but I think just the fact that this ruling has taken place tells you how clear the evidence is that this is a dangerous practice, all these antibiotics injected in livestock. And every time anybody listening to this message goes out and buys animal foods that have come from conventional farming facilities, you're supporting this type of activity that is a real detriment to public health. So think about that the next time you're getting ready to order animal food, conventionally grown animal food in a restaurant or buy it in a store. That is all for now, and have a great day.